you have any further experiences or anything else stand out?
Well, I guess as it developed beyond, when I started going to college, I used to walk along the river every day. So that was my main interaction when it was just walking along it to work. And
so what route would you have taken?
I think I took several other ones, and wherever I lived, I would always just go to the river and then walk along it. But I used to walk from Sawmill Street, which is on South Terrace. I used to walk from South Terrace and then join it up there and walk along. And I had many nice experiences walking in the morning, like big public experiences for everyone, like a seal with a huge salmon in its mouth, you know, and everyone was looking at it. I saw herons catching fish, cormorants catching fish. I saw a baby seal on the steps. I saw an otter with a fish. But these weren't all during that time period, but this was just kind of, this is the same relationship I have to the river now, and that I just like walking along it and looking in it. So I saw loads of things catching fish. And I always interpret, whenever I see a wild animal, I interpret it as a kind of a good sign or a good omen. And, you know, I interpret the animal's behavior in some sort of way. Like if a heron catches a fish, I'm going to catch a fish today. They never mean anything bad, but I always use it as a tool to elevate my mood beyond just it's nice to see the thing. But then you're also like, oh, now I can take all these risks. Or if I see a seal swimming out to sea, I'm like, oh, that's me heading towards something. I don't know. Heading back to my open, oh, I'm so free or whatever, you know. The baby seal resting on the steps. I'm having a nice rest.
So you see some meaning in what you see in the river in your own life.
Yeah, yeah. Or I interpret it as a good augur as well, or a good omen. If there's such a thing as a good omen. Can you have a good omen, or does omen mean bad?
I don't know.